Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is Truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know y'all can hit us up at our email at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F. And don't forget to get in that conversation today. Where else you dial the number, press the number one. We'll see you in the queue, live in your mic.
There you go. And we got the chat room open. Feel free to come on in. Lorelai is in there. She just spoke to us.
What's up,
and
Lorelai?
And make your comments.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
What is going on?
Can't complain. You know, living.
Yeah.
Living good, man. Yeah. Living good right now. Life's a hum of a ding. And yeah, we going to do it big. That's all.
All right. How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. This is the first week I actually felt like I got a lot of stuff really accomplished over the weekend.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I enjoyed my weekend very much. Let me see. Well, we'll get to what, you know, we'll get to the necessity yeah. in a minute.
Right.
But, took my boys out. We had a little ball, took them to get the haircuts. And, yeah, it was just family time with my boys and, that was Sunday. I chilled pretty much, did a little light shopping, and yeah, life was that.
Right.
Yeah. Went checked on the bikes though. Did you?
No doubt.
Man, woo.
No doubt.
Are you ready? You ready?
Getting there. Getting there.
Need to be pumped.
Great weekend.
Yeah.
Best weekend I've had in a long time.
It really
time.
Was. Yeah.
From Friday, talking about getting the weekend started off right. Friday was just excellent.
Yeah.
Friday was excellent. Saturday, like you say, got a lot of stuff done, man. I mean, when you by the time I hit the house, I got back to the house around 3 p.m.
Okay.
And by then I was like, man, I had knocked off everything on my list. I was just like, wow, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I opened the doors to the vet.
There it is.
Jumped it off, let it run for an hour just to say, yeah, I'm back. And then Sunday was extra nice. Got up. Washed up the vet, cleaned it up, took it out for a little bit of a spin, let her get the fluids going and stretch her legs, you know?
Right.
Nice. And then just spent the weekend, I did a little yard work and little stuff around the house, man, and just relaxed.
Yeah.
Totally relaxed.
That's, dude, you don't understand what I'm saying to you when I tell you. That is what happened. That's what's up this entire weekend. This had to be one of the best. This was my weekend of reflection. That's what it was for me.
Yeah.
Just to sit back and reflect on everything that's going on, that went on or whatever like that, man. So I enjoyed the fact that I was able to sit back and reflect. So therefore, yeah, life's grand, man.
Yeah, that's where I was at with it, man. I'm hoping that it sets the tone to what my summer should be like.
Yeah, and to get on summer. The very first person from Chicago that says, man, it's too hot. You're getting slapped by
You're
us,
getting
man.
Getting slapped, no doubt.
I don't want to hear you. We just survived one of a summer that I would, a winter that I would say was dog meat. That's what I call it, a dog meat winter.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy this summer. I'm enjoying the upcoming weather thing. I'm going to live, man. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to enjoy this. So there it is.
But I'm with you 140%.
Yeah.
And come the middle of June to August, anybody complains about that is going to get slugged. Seriously.
Not even 13 inches of snow.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But to get back to the initial. I'm telling everybody.
Friday.
Man, I'm telling
Give it up.
Everybody. if you have not went to the show to see that Captain America movie, The Winter Soldier, you need your life together.
Excellent, excellent movie. I mean excellent.
Yes.
Story, outstanding.
Yes. Twist, outstanding. The action, probably one of the best. It's not an action movie, but it's one of the best fight scenes. It's multiple fight scenes.
You know, I just told somebody that it's like, if they didn't say Captain America, if they would have said James Bond, the story in the movie would have been just as good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just as good. If they told you it was anybody, if they told you it was the Bond identity or whatever,
yeah.
You could plug anybody in there. That's how good the story was.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, with me, man, I love the choreography of the fights. That's what I, when I go, because it's easy to throw a fight scene together. You could just, hey, y'all get out there, rumble, whatever. But honest to good fight scene.
That captures the character.
Yeah.
What the character is about.
Yes. And the fact that it's not literally, I'm not going to give it away, but it's not one fight scene in that movie. It's like multiple, and each one would, the very first fight scene with him and the Leaper, probably, that's, to me, that set the tone. Even when he was going through whatever, and when he was getting to the Leaper, man, I'm going to see it again.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to meet up with the Truth Brothers and go see the movie again? Hey, shoot us an email.
Yep.
We'll do it. It's no biggie. Let's do that.
Gotta get a man his respect. Let's hold on.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield. If he led to a fight and a duel is due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through. When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
But what about when you realize Captain America is actually Captain Puerto Rico? Because, see, if you look at it, his star looks like the Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah, it is. I'm fine with it.
That's what you go.
Works for me.
All in all, though,
works,
man,
for me.
I swear.
Excellent
go
movie.
See that movie.
Yes, and just $96 million first weekend. $96 million set an April box office record. April.
Deal with it.
That means from this day forward, the summer movie season will be starting in April. Because if you don't think everybody else is going to follow behind that saying,
yeah,
we can come out with something in April.
And that's
going to be the new normal. 90?
Put it out there.
So all your side comedies, a lot of Tyler Perry, you've lost April.
All you got
to make your $20 million movie and say, hey, we won. That's over.
Great movie. That's all I can.
And the crazy part is the summer only gets better.
If you don't know that this one, the best movie I see coming up for me, because I know I started to grab you something, but for me, I saw something. You know what? I'm going to get my boy this because they had this nice Godzilla poster. I was going to, hey, man, for you because you're my boy. But, man, it's if this new Transformers.
Really?
Dude,
that's where you at?
Dude, I'm going to be honest. Honestly, first is Spidey.
That's where I thought you was going to go.
Spidey I want to see. But I want to, you know, I'm CGI. And it's more CGI. The Dinobots, dude, I want to see it.
Yeah,
I want
right,
to see how that's
right.
going to work out. Because. Right. The scene they showed but Spidey, of course, I want to see how Jamie does, but I am more, because, you know,
I
got Decepticon life,
bro. Yeah, but it's basically, it's a lizard winning summer, because.
I'd piss
that
fans
movie,
in my song.
That movie, I'm telling you, every website, everything that has to deal with Hollywood, engaging Hollywood, has said that this is the most anticipated movie of 2014.
My dad even, because he was telling me, like, man, that Godzilla. I'm like, Yo, y'all, it's, I've never been a Godzilla fan. It's just,
that's because the genre missed you because of
probably,
your age.
Probably.
And the, I mean, you know, it's weird. It's weird for me. I've been a fan of Godzilla since I was 3 years old, and my mother turned me on to it.
Right.
Which is absolutely cool because I just found out she's flying into town when the movie's coming out.
Oh,
so I get
know?
To take my girl to the – and she turned
nice.
Me on to this when I was 3 years old.
That's
so,
nice.
You know, the dude in the rubber suit back then, that was the best you could do. If you ever heard the story of how they had to get that suit to work, it's amazing.
We actually watched that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they had a documentary on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that Godzilla is a worldwide cultural icon. It's a worldwide character known all over the world.
Absolutely.
And the fact that people are so hyped to see it with the CGI. They want to see it get the big budget treatment that he's never gotten.
Yeah.
He got gypped in 89. I mean, in 99.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. With,
he
with
got
Diddy.
That Matthew Broderick crap, he got gypped. They got ripped off.
I'm not going to lie. You know me. That CGI stuff is my life. Right?
Yeah.
So it's the scene. I had to give it to you. The scene where they're closing that door and he's
you
like,
see him
yeah,
coming.
He's like, I told you. And I looked, I'm like, okay, even when he's yelling the tongue, and I was like, okay, I rocks with
yeah.
you on that.
Yeah.
I want to see it, but I just don't want to fall asleep. But it's another movie. I'm looking for the next Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I really want to see
be
that
yeah.
because the first one was off the chain to me. And I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was, that first one.
Here's what we're going to do.
What's up?
We had a filmmaker on last month, well, 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
And excellent brother. And the history he gave us about movies was absolutely fantastic.
Right.
But I was kind of wanting to go another direction with it because I wanted to talk about the summer movie season.
Right, right.
I'm going to find another guest. And we're going to have that conversation about the summer movie season. Because a lot of people enjoy summer blockbusters.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
hot
yeah.
outside. You're working like a dog. And it's a nice escapism. And I love it. I think it's good. You take your kids to the movies and
right,
go see
right,
these,
right, right.
these movies and have fun. So we're going to have another guest on, and we're going to absolutely just have fun with it and talk about what we're looking forward to, hopefully what you guys out there are looking forward to,
right.
and hopefully what he would like to see in summer. Because there's nothing like a summer movie that gets it,
yeah.
that gets it right. Like the first real movie I ever see just hit the hammer dead on the nail with Spider-Man 2. That one was just like flawless where they got the character absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And then you got like the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
they or the Avengers, when they get it right, man, that it makes your day. It makes your week.
What's the one with Heath Ledger? That was Dark Knight Returns.
That's Dark Knight.
I thought that was Dark Knight Returns. Rise of the Dark Knight and it's
no,
Dark Knight
yeah, I'm looking
Begins.
At it. The
yeah.
Dark Knight. The first one is Batman Begins.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm tripping. Okay.
So, yeah, but regard.
Yeah. Right.
Who we hollering at?
All right. We got to holler at Marissa Burt. What's going on? Heard you might be listening. D.D. Gordon. Got to shout out my girl Mookie. Shout out Josh Sims, Sarai, and to Vito. What's going on, bro? Congrats to my boy Al on his baby girl. What up, Al? Good job, man. Do the right thing. I know you will. Smart dude, man. Real smart, conscious brother, too. Aunt Cactus, giving her a holler out.
Yeah, just entered the chat room, too.
Aunt Cactus?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? To my boys Sosa and Corey, shouting them out. I want to shout out to Kentucky, man. Go get them tonight. I gotta stay to my roots, man.
That's
to,
nice.
That's
I'm
family.
Kind of rooting for UConn.
Really?
Kinda
oh, the ladies?
The ladies and the men. I think okay. that would just be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would. But, yeah.
You good. Know, I never forgot about the way a certain segment of the nation turned on them when they were, like, all black back in the 80s and how some
oh,
people
yeah,
just
yeah.
reveled in them losing.
Uh-huh. So you just want to right some wrongs.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go quantum leaping. Anyway. Shout out to my girl Destiny Hampton, man. What's going on? Shariah, who I got to say, good, happy trail. She will be moving to Florida. Got to shout her out.
Watch out. You know a lot of our stories come from Florida.
And don't forget Well, she can stand her ground because it'll be all right.
Right.
I told, that was the craziest thing, man. We was cracking jokes, and she said, you know, I could take you to Florida, kill you, and get away with it. And I was like, you probably could. So, and plus she's white. But anyway, that has nothing to do with it.
There you go.
Shout out to my BFF, Nicole Turner, Yakel Swaspy, what's going on? Tony over there, Hot Topics Radio. What's going on? She'll probably tune in, chat in later.
Oh, Aunt Cactus just told us to holler at everybody at the hub getting those orders in.
Hey, what's up, y'all? At the hub.
Holler at us.
Getting
matter of fact,
orders
bring
in.
Us some food, damn it.
And turn it up. Truth Brothers is about to go crazy. So, yeah, make sure they're getting it in, man. For DJs, B-Days, Fallon Terry and Melanie Pruitt, happy birthday from Truth Brothers. Enjoy. Do your thing. And it's that, yeah, it's what we do.
There you go. All right. Here's what we'll do. Let's get a break in. When we come back, we'll do it, y'all. It's the Terrible Truth. Truth Brothers Radio.
Yep, yep.
We don't want no weapon. No weapon. Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing of a nation.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Devon, telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, plan to follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers. Truth Brothers Radio.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Three Fifths Bank, the bank for colors, now with front door entry.
And Big Low Average Condoms, big wrappers, small condoms for the man who likes to lie to himself. There you go.
It'll fit. Sometimes the hat
looks
little
like
bit,
a magnum, but it's Big Low.
It's called a sagging.
There you go.
Put some more air in there.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, so I see it's going to be that type of show. Well, here we go. All right. So Lil Wayne has signed an openly gay rapper who had a song. Well, the guy's name is Young Fly Young Red. The song that made him popular is Throw That Boy Pussy.
I'm done. I'm done.
Dude.
Don't you can't tell me nothing about you. Nope. So now we have a name for it. (818) 514-1202. Get at her. Old ladies, get at her. Hold on, baby. Hold on. Yeah, you got pussy, but you ain't got boy pussy. Boy pussy. That's where we're at in America now. That's where we're at. I think my husband's cheating on me with boy pussy. That's where we're at. Finish your story.
Okay.
Woo, okay. Second hour, let's just get this out the way. The second hour, because right now we're doing the terrible truth. The second hour, we will be talking about kids going wild, getting into that, about what's wrong with the kids and how
what's wrong with them? You're letting them have boy pussy.
What does do? Openly,
yeah, girl, my son, yeah. He's know going to prom with Todd because he's getting that boy pussy. I quit.
That's where you're at, man.
Yeah, that's my son right there.
He knows how to throw that pussy.
Boy, does he twerk that boy pussy. I'm so proud. I quit. I quit. And that means in this world, on this planet today, if we can have boy pussy, that just means I guess we can have lady dick.
Oh.
She can work that late. Oh, I quit.
Oh,
yes, this is where we're
at. Okay, y'all, we gotta do this.
Uh-oh.
Openly gay rapper Fly Young Red has never been one to be bashful about his sexuality.
I guess not. I guess not. Girls be gagging.
Not me. I took my tonsils out for this. Oh, even on the hills.
Take my temperature, nigga. I'm just done.
I'm giving out free breathalyzer tests. I've been drinking. Give me your meat, the mama.
Oh, my God.
Even on the heels of his infamous internet smash, throw that boy pussy.
What a dumbass.
The news of his signing, it should have sent shockwaves throughout the entertainment world.
Lord Jamar. Oh, we got to get Lord Jamar on the show. My brother. Oh, we got to get bro on the show.
With such vulgar and homosexuality charged in lyrics, an industry power move such as his YMCMB signing is shocking as well as groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
Yes. When asked for a comment, Young Money Captain Lil Wayne stated, good music is good music. Gay, straight, black, white, blue, or purple. Good music is just good music. Have you ever been in a club when that joint come on? Niggas go crazy when they drop that. I had to make them YMCMB.
Made me blow my partner. That's my jam.
Throw that boy. Hey, hold on. Tuck it in, dog. We got to throw boy. Tuck it behind your balls. We got to throw boy. Hold on. Let me help you.
Get these bitches out the club. Yeah, that's where we at today. Get them out the club.
Yeah.
Do the homie.
This is the par for men only.
Oh, my God.
Tuck it, bro. We finna bump boy.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I just...
Asked for his thoughts on the signing, Cash Money headman Birdman stated,
I came looking for man's butt.
Song.
That's what he said.
Cash Money headman Birdman stated,
I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Boy, he got quotes forever, don't he?
That man, stay there. That's what he said.
That's
Birdman, I kiss you. You red flavored mother. I support everything Youngin do. Youngin
giggity, 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 let's have sex.
Yes, from the back though. only from the back.
Hold him down.
Hold him. Stop fighting, dude. Just give up the boy.
It's macaroni time. I'm getting macaroni time, and I'm not calling Grubhub. I'm so quick.
Youngin brought Red into the boardroom.
I thought it was bedroom.
We went behind closed doors.
Sure did.
We spoke like men. D.D. Gordon just asked, what's up, D.D.? We spoke like men. We handled business like bosses. We ended up making him an refuse.
You took it in one go.
Yep. It's YMC, it's YMC, Young Money, Cash Money, baby, forever, you dig. We support Red Movement and what he's trying to accomplish. We definitely support the movement. Throw that boy pussy. That's what he said.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Request for a statement from Fly Young Red were declined.
Yep.
Fly Young, he couldn't.
I'm sore.
My mouth was full. I was told not to speak with my mouth with stuff in my mouth.
Oh, I quit.
Fly Young Red did speak about the controversial song in a recent interview with Huffington Post, saying, I decided to make this video for lots of reasons. When I go
the video.
Yeah, oh, you didn't see the video? You don't want to see the video. My eyes are still poisoned.
No.
I decided to make this video for lots of reasons. When I go to gay clubs and I look around, I see a lot of gay guys dancing to songs that were made by straight rappers.
Talking and I said, about, we can't have that.
Now swallow. Talking about females. I think females are beautiful, but
in
their
own particular ugly way. They gross me out personally.
but I don't find them sexually attractive.
Not at all.
I like gay guys.
I like a snake in my mouth. There's nothing I like better with my boy pussy than snakes. Oh, I quit.
Have you ever had your head pulled? We call that a snapback.
Okay. Okay, all right. Let's just get this out the way.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
Don't get mad at the Truth Brothers.
This is not us.
We didn't make the song.
We didn't make the story.
We didn't sign the artist. This is why the truth is terrible.
I never wanted to quit. The man say, I like gay guys, so I made a song for gay guys. I enjoy to enjoy and dance to. I made it to play at gay clubs. I never wanted this song on the radio at all.
If I can influence the youth.
And that's my job. I'm not trying to push a gay agenda on African-American race or turn young black youth to gay.
But if it happens, that's called cherry on top of the cake.
This music is not for either of them. All I wanted to do was make a song for the gay people that like hip-hop and to dance to it. That's it. That's ball. I mean, that's all. Go ahead, man.
Oh, my God.
Are you proud?
Oh, my God.
Throw that boy vagina. Throw that boy cat. This is life.
Let's take a minute. Catch our breath. We come back.
More of the terrible truth. Leave your junk out in the front, fellas. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for peace.
Eat a 90-piece bucket, you can tell.
He's been to Clucking Bell.
The chicken is a bird with a tiny brain.
So we assume he doesn't feel any pain.
We shrink their heads down, we breed them fast. 6 wings, 40 breaths, and then they're gas.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're psychotic crazy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, factory farming can sing.
We denied it all before a stock price fell. Come down to Clucking Bell.
Clucking Bell! If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters of Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual on the suit of all.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back and we're clucking chicken and throwing nuggets. Oh my God!
Cock a doodle doo.
Cock a doodle doo.
It's time for clucking. Yeah, I bet the YMCMB family was clucking that boy.
He's just what we've been looking for.
A guy.
Sign him.
What's crazy is it's almost like the rectum's open. Like.
Tragic.
Me and Birdman. So, well, how do you?
Hey,
I don't want to know.
What was it? 7 years ago now?
What?
5, 7 years ago when I seen that idiot kissing a grown man and said, hey, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that boy.
Dad
there.
Or not, that's not right.
Birdman's
man.
Like my daddy, so I let him feed me worms.
You know, I like
no.
Like a lollipop.
No.
That's what he told Young Fly Red.
Wrong. It's not good.
YMCMB, that lick it like a lollipop.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
He told him.
Oh.
That's that Wayne talk. He's still sleepy. Yeah, right, man.
No.
You just...
Lollipop. Just done. I'm just done.
He's so sweet. So
I'm just done. And I'm just, you want kids running wild is the second hour, but if you wonder why they running wild.
That's why. Hopefully.
Just let them play whatever they want.
In your house. You come home and catch your son listen to Throw That Boy.
Yeah, 818-514-1202.
Press the number one if you want to get in there.
I mean, you come home from a hard day.
At the grease mill.
And you open the door, and there's your boy dancing around in his basketball shorts playing Throw That Boy Pussy. And telling you he don't invade his privacy. Talk to me. Tell me something. Tell me something.
Ladies, I'm not even dudes. Ladies, you come home at a hard day's work from the grabby office. You're fighting off. Yeah, you're fighting off.
Where the men are still men. The grabby office.
You've been fighting off men all day. Mad men. There you go. The Wolf on Wall Street. You've been fighting them off all month. You come home.
And your son has tattooed boy pussy on his arm.
Nah, as a tramp stamp on his
there
back.
There it is. I keeps it popping. I keep that boy coochie popping. Where you at with it?
Press
talk to it.
The Truff Bros. And we don't take the donuts. Just say. Let me know.
Say, yeah. All right, we have got, yeah. Everybody is, Everybody is stunned silent, and I can't believe
I don't blame
you.
Hey,
you've done it again, son.
I tend to do that. There you go.
Yeah,
y'all right?
Yeah, let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Okay, let's do it. Not like that, but you know what I'm saying? That's a joke.
Oh, too late.
What happened?
Yes, we've got a call.
Oh, we got a call?
Yes. 630, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Rock.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want no boy pussy, though.
No, sir.
Yeah. I only want a chick with a dick.
You don't because...
There we go.
No, sir. As the song says, it's that ish I don't like.
Y'all have a good time, man. I'm enjoying it.
All right, man. Hang on with us. That is actual truth.
I ain't going to lie. I might be wrong in 818-514-1202. But catch my boy with a tramp stamp of boy coochie. I might slug him.
You might give him one.
I might have to give him give him a Captain America.
I don't blame you. I might
have to give him a...
Throw your mighty shield.
Cap didn't get frozen in World War II for this. That man fought the Red Skull, and they're winning.
Yeah.
Hydra's winning.
Not mad at him.
When Captain America froze his mighty...
It's wrong.
It's not fair. In a world where that song can be played, and nobody, when Martin was marching, I don't think you could have got away.
Martin wasn't for that.
I mean, equality for all.
If this what you want to do, have at it. And there's been gay songs before. That's not a mystery. That's not a thing. But geez, the poor kids. No wonder they confused.
Mm-hmm.
They're confused. Everything is okay.
Yeah.
Here's the messed up part. 818-514-1202. Get at me for sure if you feel I'm wrong for this one. But I feel like I live in a world where being straight is a crime.
You know what?
I feel like if I sit there and say I don't like that, I don't want my kids listening to that, that's the equivalent of saying that I'm racist or I want to hurt all gay people. I have nothing against gay people. I don't care what gay people do.
No.
Gay adults do. I don't think that should be cool to be pushing the kids. I don't.
Dude,
now, I know that there's kids out there who feel like since I was 3 years old, I felt like I should be a girl. That's probably true. And there's probably a very small percentage of children out there that's like that. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other 99.8%
that say they don't want to roll like that?
I know I like girls, but Lil Wayne is telling me I should kiss men in the mouth.
And I
like Lil Wayne because all my friends like Lil Wayne.
And I feel like I should at least try it because my boy say if I don't, I'm gay.
Hey, man, you only
want to try kissing him?
You gay. You punk. What you scared of, punk?
You going to like it?
No, I ain't going to like it. Well, then suck it. Prove you ain't going to like it.
Kiss him in the mouth first.
Use the tongue.
All right. Now, how'd it feel? All right, then. Well,
do it again. Do it till it feels better.
Now, let us enjoy this with a camera.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it, sorry.
Yeah, that one was on purpose. Sorry. Just went.
As we digress, we go to the next show.
Here we go. Another one for the kids. Poor kids. They can't catch a break. Police seek to stop playground pooping in Yasapalani Park.
What's the name of the park?
Yasapalani.
That sounds like a place you're supposed to poop at.
Well, there it is. Someone has been soiling the slides at Yasapalani Playground over the last 6 months.
That's just called not wearing a diaper. Plain and simple. And how we know they're children.
Prompting city officials to take measures to put a stop to the so-called mystery pooper. A city council member was quoted as saying, "This winter, it wasn't necessarily a problem this winter, but now that the weather's getting warmer, we need to get a handle on it.
We got, because when it gets hot, it stinks. We need to crack down on not that crack, the loose crack that's going down our slide." We have an epidemic, people. When are you going to wake up? These slides behind me with yes, the slides sir. Were not brown.
They were silver.
Understand it.
Police and other employees have been stopping at Prospect Park each morning to make sure another surprise was not left overnight.
You know. You know the surprises we're talking about.
The city's former mayor and the founders of a group called Friends of Prospect Park.
Prostates. Friends of Prostates Park. Order our patty. Or poop.
He said there are plans to have Friends of Prospect Park members volunteer at night to watch the park. Here's my dude. Police Chief Tony Gazzotti sent an email in January ordering officers to make frequent checks in the area and record them in your daily log.
Run through there every 3 hours. Run through there, smell the slides.
He said, "We have a problem in Prospect Park with a miscreant who does not understand the difference between a child's playground and a toilet."
Nah, that's chocolate, boss.
You know who he sounds like? He sounds like Chief Wiggle.
Yeah. Yeah. with the slow boy. It's your slow boy doing that, Chief.
Yes. He said, apparently, this extremely misguided individual feels the need to defecate on the slides despite the cold weather.
I'm a wait. Everybody lead. Bumps. It's called a bum sickle. That's what they call them. When you do that on the slide, it's called a bum sickle. That's what they call. Second hour, we will be talking about these out of control kids, but right now I think that's up. Come on, man.
Murdoch said, the well-used park.
Of course.
This is a setup. The well-used park, which sits near a school and features a basketball and tennis court.
But we respect those. We only piss on those. Okay. All right, man. Go ahead.
No one wants to play in other people's feces.
That's just stupid. Who'd want to do such a thing?
Who here would promote such a thing?
Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer, on up the morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Hold on, let me pull my pants up.
No, hold on.
What you got?
You've been disrespected in this town for years. You should have been mayor. Leave them a gift. Leave your pants down. Go to the playground. And give them something out your boy pussy. Luau.
Damn it, open my floor door.
James Brown. Open.
James Brown would open to work the floor door in hell.
Damn, it's hot.
James Brown wasn't that nice. James Brown is in. Slapped Adrian around.
Did he?
Oh, he slapped Adrian around. Yes, he did.
I just thought James was dumb. I just thought he was dumb. That's all. I didn't. I mean, I knew he was a hell of a right hook. I knew he. I knew James used to throw them bowls.
Yes, he did.
Y'all people was wondering how he got them some light feet because he was stomping on her face like that.
Get up! That's how he wrote Sex Machine. Get up! He knocked
one.
Hit her with another. Get up! Get fight up. Me back. I said fight me back. Jump back. Hit myself. Two times.
Oh, God.
What he said,
it's off the rails.
Yeah,
now.
We're dumb. That's it.
Game's it's off over. The rails.
Game's over.
Oh, my God.
James Brown is in hell. Whatever.
You know.
Here we go.
I use that story because there are sick people in this world.
Really?
Yeah, seriously, because on a more serious side, up in Minnesota, I want to say, there was a dude taping razor blades to playgrounds.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
And now that crap has come all the way down here to Chicago.
I've heard about that. Oh, yeah, like you said. Why would you do that at a place for little kids? For they don't have many places that they can go to actually be kids anymore. And I thought a playground was one where they could, hey, man. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah. How sick can you be? But people, we need to be vigilant, seriously.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you take your kids to the playground, check the equipment. Don't blindly let your kid go.
Right, absolutely. It's to a point now, though, man, that I see a lot of people actually getting the playgrounds built in their own yards now. Like, people are trying to do that instead of letting their kids play in playgrounds.
And here's what scares me, though. If this thing is becoming a trend, if this is what's becoming hot in the street for stupid people to do, it don't take nothing for someone to hop the gate coming to your yard.
Exactly, and do the same thing. And it's almost like alienation, too, because you're kind of like isolating your kid from actually having that interaction and developing his people skills to enter, you know, with other children. And we gotta do better, man. On a real serious note, I mean, we joke, we laugh, we do what we do, but on a serious note, we have to do better, man. Because, like I said, if that is actually true, you gotta be a warped, like we're warped in a sense of humor type of way. But this isn't funny. That's not funny. Anything can happen to a kid's fall. Because anyway, kids fall because they trip on air.
Yep. So, and I don't believe that the person that was doing it up in Wisconsin or Minnesota traveled down here to do it. Someone read about that up there and thought that that was a keen idea and did the crap here.
So an option that I think would be nice is to, I mean, because how many times do you see parents actually go out and expect playground material?
That's why we're bringing it out there, yeah. And I got a playground right behind my house now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have any kids, but I'll be over there checking it out.
And that's fair
just
enough.
Sad.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man. So get it to that. Come on, people. We'll have fun, you know. It's the summer's coming up. Let's keep our cool heads and have some fun this summer. We deserve this summer. As people in Illinois, we definitely deserve this summer because this winter
we took
a
beating.
Yeah. You know who took a beating? This German porn actress who was fired for having sex with a black man.
Well, there it is. You done ruined it for everybody. You know what's bad? We've got to take care of what lady coochie we have left around here. Keep them out of it.
She took a paladin. Well, first off, second hour, which starts in 10 minutes, we will be talking and discussing these kids who are out of control. But for right now, I guess my man went out of control in that girl coochie. With a knock. Anyway, well-known porn actress Yinga Grohl.
Because I know her. Yinga
Grohl, a.k.a. Kitty Blair. Who was the familiar face of a far-right German political party,
was fired for a
called Zig Heil.
Yep. Right hand straight for Jesus is what they called. German political party who was fired for engaging in sexual relations with a black man in her latest adult film. The blonde actress was reportedly not only betrayed by the National Democratic Party, or the NDP, of Germany via Facebook for disgracing, quote-unquote, her race.
Taking it all and enjoying
it. You could at least not act it like it was that nice. I mean, we come in and try to do us, and you just sit there. But the organization has also severed ties with her, according to Capitalism is Freedom. I guess that's a magazine.
Okay. Yeah.
Kitty Blair appeared in the film Kitty Discover Sperm.
Oh, Lord. This racism is killing me inside.
Kitty
Big Fish.
And in the movie, she has sex with a black actor. Before Grohl's most recent film, it did not seem to matter to the NDP that she was a porn star. The neo-Nazi party that was founded in 1964, which identifies itself with as Germany's only significant political force, patriotic force, I'm sorry, hired the actress to be a face of a high-profile campaign where she encouraged men to join the organization by standing outside of polling places scantily clad.
Exactly. It
Get
wasn't the
here.
Fact that she did porn. It was the fact that she did porn for us. And now it's over. It's ruined.
They are Kitty.
I went in there, and it was like throwing a straw down a hallway.
You ever landed a plane in the Grand Canyon?
Deal like a with whale it. Swallowing a Tic Tac.
Does it work that way? During her association with the NDP, Kitty Blair helped to host all promotional events. First off,
we need to interview her.
You got a porn star that's the head, that's the face of your organization. That don't seem. And now you mad when the porn star went porn star? I digress. Anyway, during her,
you know what they say: once you go,
yeah, once you go black, you get fired.
Right.
Once the news broke that Grohl had engaged in sex with a black man, a Facebook page was created to remove her from all the parties. One member wrote, "Those who sell their body for money and disgrace their race has no place in our party.
Only if you sell your party for the race." Now, there's nothing wrong with giving up the girl coochie for the race.
But once you go black and make us all feel bad.
Now, that's a fire.
There you go. Get out of here. Hater.
She's bow-legged now.
She came in talking about it was the best. Hey, you didn't have to act like it was the best ever. Party members reportedly called for a meeting to discuss Grohl's association with the NDP, and it was decided that she would be given the axe or the dax. But anyway.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or the blacks. Either
we
way.
Got, you know we got a clip from the scene that she was in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely is good.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
E.
Okay.
E-R-A.
What's next?
Melon.
Eat that
watermelon. Giggity, let's have sex.
You ruined my ovaries. That's what she said.
I can only have basketball players now.
I need... I'm dead in that. Oh, what a show we've had.
Oh, and this is just a... Wait till we get on these kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Enjoy.
Yeah, we're going to let that percolate.
Yeah, almost time.
Yes, that's not. Yeah, I don't know what. So they have no problem with her having. It's not the sex that's the problem.
No. That's
who
not
she's
the point.
Having it with,
no.
And enjoying it,
acting like she just couldn't get enough.
Who would know that a porn star would have sex for money?
And why? First off, you didn't know ahead of time that, hey, this is who she's going to be. Yeah, this is in the, this who's in
yeah,
the scene with
she
her
auditioned. They knew.
Right.
They knew who they were dealing with. That's Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, but whatever. I am literally done, so whatever.
That's where you're at?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Hey, she chose to do her. And there's nothing wrong with
her,
that.
That's all right.
She knew what she signed up for. She said, you know what? This moment on, this coochie's for sale.
And she said that when she went into porn.
That's what I'm saying.
And they made it out to be something. Oh, no, you're going to be, hey, as long as you're paying me to stand in front of the polling places, no problem.
I mean, y'all act like it wasn't circumcised. That's what.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
Y'all acting like he had a flap there. No, it's all good.
I thought all flim-flams were the same. Boy, was I wrong.
Boy, when he said extra magnum, you would have thought he was playing.
Right. You say all the Germans was coming in there with their big load.
Right. This man came in there with a full Dodge. I was like, my goodness, sir. What big balls you asking? The better to unload on you, my dear.
You plan on parking that Magnum in a garage that only hold a Mini Cooper?
Buckle up.
I think not.
Buckle up. It's time. Pray. Pray.
It is. Okay. When we come back, we're going to get into children running wild. Do you have control over your kids these days?
Hey.
And if you do, which I'm sure most of you do,
uh-huh.
What about the ones who don't, because we see them every day?
Yeah, all I'm saying is right now, man, it's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?
There you go. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
While them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat, we're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some.
Oh.
That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour. The second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And to join the conversation, do not forget to press the number one. Also, you guys can always hit us up, leave us a question, comment, or show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. And the chat room is up and live. You can join Aunt Cactus, Laura Lai, and other various guests, excuse me, inside, where there's a party always going on in the chat room.
Isn't it? This has been... I actually have a headache from laughing. Like, I'm not even lying. I have a headache from laughing. That there was a hell of a way to start a show, man. I'm sorry. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know what gives me a headache?
Look at the strength. You got a phone you big enough. You know how to pee. How old are you?
Old enough.
The children.
These effing kids out here who feel like they're grown at the age of 12, 10, 7. Let's be real.
Two.
Well, I don't give a two. Two is terrible. So, hey, I say at a certain point when you can, when they give you a look like, oh, you up, that I don't get that.
That's over the line.
Yeah, that's a little over, like, because now you're challenging, and you don't know the chart. I have to show you the chart at a certain point of time in your life. So, therefore, you know, two, you get passes. But, no, honestly, man, I was reading some a couple days ago, and it was about a mom who was trying to discipline a kid. It was a dad. It was a show last week.
At the grocery store, that was the mom.
No, not that show.
Oh, okay.
I was going to get to that one. But I was going last week when the girl caught the guy. I mean, when the dad came home, caught the guy showering with his daughter.
With his 16-year-old stepdaughter.
Right.
Yeah.
And dude was like, hey, time to get down to work. And he got arrested, charged for... In my opinion, something that was totally stupid, because he checked the dude, he laid hands on the dude. First off, you in my house without my permission.
Without my permission. You deflowered my daughter.
There you go. I don't care if she told you it's cool or not. That, and if you go back, anybody who wants to hear the story again, go back, check out our last week's show on audiomac.com, or... you can check us out at Truth Bros Radio. I mean, at Blog Talk, Truth Bros Radio.
There you go.
Catch
or
last
Facebook.
Week's show. Facebook, iTunes, we're everywhere, right? The story basically goes, a guy was at work. He comes home, and he finds that his daughter was taking a shower with another boy, right? Same age, is not statutory or nothing, but bam, the daughter comes out, sees the dude comes out naked. Pops is like, okay, this
not
can't happen. But the girl is like, come on, let's just go to my room.
Go to my room. She tries to take him to the room.
She tries, and the dude, I'm guessing, was like, okay, well, whatever. Evidently, he may be cool with this. My thing is, the daughter was out of control because she was the one she pretty much in her head had, oh, he's a punk. I'm going to go ahead and grab you. Come on, man. Don't worry about that loser. He's a square. And then let's go to his room. But dude quickly, put my man against the wall, bing, bing. He gets charged with hitting the kid while his daughter watched.
And got right. Part of the charge was he allowed his daughter to see him punch the boyfriend. And he gets charged in his house.
The kids in his house. Now, before we get there, let's be 100. The kid was 16, 17, whatever, right?
16, yes.
I'm going 17 because that puts you closer to legal. I deserve to put my hands on you. I deserve to put my hands on her. Why you got this boy in my house after I told you nobody's to be in my house when
I'm
not
here?
There you go.
And let's be real. Let's be 100. Yes, we understand that when we were kids, and kids are trying to engage in having sex, and they're trying to do things, and they're trying to do things under the parents' nose. If we know that that's the rules, then you have to pay the piper when you get caught.
Yes, sir. That's
when you get caught breaking the rules. We put another video up on our Facebook page of a mother who caught her daughter having sex with a boy in the house. She's fronting the daughter off about did you have sex with that boy in the house? And she's blatantly lying to her face when she turns around and throws a Rocky left hook dead in her nose.
Was she wrong? First off, I'm guessing. I'm going to be honest. I'm guessing if the mom had to throw that hook, dad's not home. Let's just be real, right?
There you go.
So if dad's not home and mom got to do the discipline and she's handling business, I'm working four jobs. Yes.
And they look like that. And she told him when she blatantly lied in her face, you could see she just lost it. And you're not going to lie in my house, in my face about what you're doing. Now, granted, it's a couple of other things in that video that can give you a little bit of an insight to what might be going on in the house.
Right.
Because the daughter turned right around as she lied, started cussing at her.
Yeah.
As though they do this all the time.
Exactly.
Over pack of Newport.
or a dime bag. Either or.
Either or.
Right.
Right. So, of course, it's not totally all on the children.
No.
Because you have to set the tone in your household.
But look, even when, like, even if you were cool with your parents like that, I'm sure a lot of times, like, I don't know how some people may operate like this. Look, I know parents who act, well, I don't know. I've heard of parents who are actually saying, like, look, yeah, we could smoke, but, hey, we got to smoke together. If that's your life.
Stuff that bonds us.
Right, if that's your
and
life.
You twitch stuff up all wrong.
Let me show you. You get too much spit in there. Now, I want to ask people, 818-514-1202, press the number one, you know, if you want to answer this question or whatever. Join the conversation or you got some input. Question, though, for the parents that's out there that actually do smoke, right? And I know I got a lot of friends that actually do smoke or whatever. That's their business.
And you're not talking about the Newport.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the Pall Mall. No, I'm talking about that Reggie. I don't know. Do they smoke Reggie anymore?
I have no clue.
Well, I heard there's something out here called Alien.
I don't know. All I know, I wish Tony was here because she knows all about the reefer.
Oh, she did say reefer.
She's so reefer.
All I know is I get reefers and some top papers, and I'm gold. But no, shout out to my girl Tony, too. But anyway, again, the parents that do smoke, when your child is able to recognize it, or if they're even if they're of legal age to smoke reefers, would you do it with them?
Some parents believe that they're going to do it anyway, and they're grown. So hey, but you don't realize that do we good grief?
Yeah, it's been that type of show.
Do we realize that when we do something maybe outside of the imagined line, so to speak, that your kids watch everything you do.
Right.
And that your kids are most likely to pick up bad habits from watching you.
Right.
Remember the stupid 80s say no to drugs commercial? Who told you you could smoke weed in the house? Why would you do that? I learned it from watching you, Dad. And then he was supposedly embarrassed. And he said, well, if you learned it from watching me, who showed you how to roll it like that? That's wrong. You do it like this.
Yeah.
You remember that commercial?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I do. But no, I mean, even with that though, like, you know, what I didn't like, and as a, we're getting there, but when people would say, like, we discussed this, when people would say, man, don't do what I do.
Don't be like me. Sometimes as a parent though, when your flaw, when your weakness, when your kryptonite is out there for the world to see, and you've been totally hobbled by your weakness,
mm-hmm.
sometimes that's the best you can do. Is I fell in this hole. I can't get out. But the best thing I can tell you is don't get in here with me.
True. Now, that is
some
true.
Some kids see that, and that's enough motivation to say, hey, no, I'm not doing that. I've seen you do it. I didn't like it. But for some kids...
Right.
Hey, that must be what adults do. I can't wait to be an adult.
And I can't wait to
kids
do it now.
Kids smoke because they think it's an adult thing to do.
Kids drink because they think it's an adult thing to do. I've seen the age of both smoking and drinking drastically decline. Like, I remember, like, people at 17 would do it because they're like, hey, you know, I'm close or whatever like that. Like, drinking went from 21 to, like, 17. So I know kids that's, like, 14. 13,
yeah.
Drinking heavy.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, you can't take it like I could take it type of drinking. And that's that's part of the reason and part of the way. That's part of the reason why the kids act the way they do now is because they feel like the move they're making are adult moves, but don't
right.
have the mentality.
And
that
you
can,
feel
can
that you're so big and bold that you're grown.
Right.
And
exactly.
I come and go as I please. My mom don't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can do what I want. And I hang out with all these older knuckles.
Yeah, that too.
I'm 12, but everybody I hang out with is 18 and 19.
And I do what they do.
So I'm emboldened.
And as the 18 and 19-year-old, don't you feel bad passing the drink to little homie?
No, I'm making him a man.
His dad ain't there. It's my obligation to teach him about the streets. That's what you think. So I digress.
No, don't digress. You're dead on point.
I mean,
it's dead on point. How many times do we look at the news and you hear about the 21, 18, and 15-year-old boy that shot the other boy in the park?
All the time. All
How many
time.
Times do you hear? You always hear the two odd ages, like 16 and 14 and 25. You
all
hear
the
it
time.
All the time.
And nobody seems to think why. Now, let me ask you. Do you believe that the reason these kids are, quote unquote, out of control or running wild, as we put on our joint, because it's a lack of stability in the home? Do you believe that?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of different things, and I don't think there's one poison pill that does it. 818-514-1202. You're going to hear what we got to say. We want to hear what you guys got to say as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, seriously, part of it, some parents don't want to be parents. They want to be friends. Now, I think it also depends on the individual. If your management or parenting style works at being the kid's friend and the kid is on the straight and narrow, I guess, hey, go with what works for you.
Right.
But if your kid ain't on the straight and narrow and you're constantly trying to be El Palzarino with them, maybe there's a different track. But then again, maybe you can be too authoritarian. Maybe you can overdo it with the discipline. Maybe you can oppress the kid to the point that they're going to lash out and rebel and do something.
That's true.
I believe it's a fine line and a floating needle that should work best. If it works best if it's two parents in the house. Period.
It always does. Yeah.
It works best if it's two parents in the house. But
two parents have to work together. There you go.
You can't be bad cop and you be good cop every day. And after a while, you get used to bad. I know bad cop ain't going to get me. Good cop going to get in the way.
You know what? You know what's crazy is? When I was coming up, man, dad was the disciplinarian. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, mom would occasionally try to come in, but she.
You're a boy, though.
Yeah. There it is. Well, I guess that's what it was.
Seriously.
No, I know.
When you do you remember that age you reached when your mother went to whoop you and it didn't faze you? You
yeah.
were standing there like Doomsday and Superman punching you, and you're like, I'm going to, this does nothing.
It doesn't work anymore. But see, the thing is, like I said, coming up, though, he was the dude who, like, me and my brother literally still, we had fear. Like, it was like, but what's crazy is that mom, real quick, mom would always say, okay, cool, you know, like, hey, you know, she'd comfort us, but say, but you did blah, 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 so he had to.
Yeah.
So that's like.
She comforted you because she's your mother.
Right.
But she didn't undermine
exactly.
dad.
Exactly. Like,
she didn't say, oh, you know how he is.
So
let's all you know how he is in his mouth. Let's go shopping.
All right.
You don't.
All right. Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
Look, I remember I was teen.
Uh-huh.
I'm smelling myself heavy.
That's the age. That is the age.
Smelling myself heavy.
First pubic hair come.
Yeah. I am. Holding the plastic razor, talking about I'm a man now.
Dig it.
And I'm walking around and I'm walking a little too hard in a house I ain't paid for. I'm stomping around like I got rights.
Yeah.
And my dad just came in from the grease mill.
Mm-hmm.
Hard day. Got grease on his fingers and didn't knock out his foreman like the foreman was begging him to.
Ooh.
Not in the best of moods.
Right, right.
And he, hey, didn't I tell you to do these dishes? I get to him when I get to him, old man.
You're an old man and a fool.
You were right. You're an old man. I'm going to Niflheim and knock around a few frost giants.
Understand.
And he follows me down, says, I'm going to my room. He follows me downstairs. He snatched me up. He say, look here, little nigga. Look here, little nigga. You better stop walking around here like you a man. And he checked me.
Right.
But I didn't feel like I should be checked in it.
Of course not.
And he gets in my face, and he goes to walk away.
Right.
And I don't give him that man space.
Like, hey, bro, move your shoulder.
We bump shoulders.
Yeah.
And he turned around and 1-2 clocked me to the ribs and the chest, took all oxygen away.
Told you, quit playing.
Folded me up like a summer chair.
Now get up if you want to.
Folded me up like a summer chair.
Getting calm.
And walked upstairs. And I'm a kid.
Yeah. Why would you
How
do
dare
this?
You? But these.
Yeah. No. And
mom come home, and I'm laying there.
In
How
feeding.
Dare the world?
And I didn't do nothing.
And she came in, and I'm thinking I'm finna put it on now.
Yeah.
He did this to me. And my mom said, nigga, I done told you to stop pissing your dad off. Do them dishes like he told you.
It's quite simple.
And quit getting in his way. But mom, I'm firstborn. Not fair.
It's not cool. And thee.
She said, you better go do them dishes.
And you did it with a bruised rib.
With a cracked rib. He rattled the bird cage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you get earlier.
Yeah. But it's man law.
It is. I think that's
it's
a rite of passage.
It
I think
is.
Every boy checks or challenges to see, hey, I think I could take
yes.
the house over.
Yeah, because your dad has been grooming you to be a man.
Right.
But there's a certain point where you've got to learn a man has his own, number one.
Right.
Number one, even though you're a man, you be humble in another man's house.
Exactly. Absolutely.
There's a certain thing about respect. And yes, you a young prince coming up, but damn it, you better respect the king.
Yeah.
You better respect the all-father.
Exactly. Respect. You a Thor. You have mighty powers. But see, the powers I gave to you, I can take when I please.
And he took my hammer
yeah.
and knocked me down to earth. There you go.
Now, if you learn right, if you become worthy again, you can grab
you can
the
have
hammer.
It. Right.
But
right.
But
it's nothing like when you reach the best thing I ever heard one day, it's like I had just had my son.
Right.
And I went over there to bring the brand new baby by. And my dad pulled me aside and said, man, I love the way you handle your shit.
Nice.
I'm sorry for the...
Yeah, no.
That's man
that's,
talk.
Yeah.
Said, man, I love the way you handle your shit, man. He said, you handle your shit like a man.
That's the
best compliment I could ever
I get. Swear to God, that's like one of the things that you never forget. For me, it's not that... He would say it. It's that somebody says the way you move reminds me of your dad.
Yes.
Like that's what you okay, yes. cool. That's it's almost like a stamp, like
yes.
I got it now. Okay, now I can feel like I'm doing my man job
yes.
because you want that form of approval.
Yeah.
So
you know,
yeah.
one of the most powerful men in my life was my grandfather.
Right.
You talking about an alpha male, and I knew he was the all father because I know my pops would walk soft around my granddad.
Yeah.
So he was truly the all father.
Right, right.
He was just, his presence,
his energy, his aura was just, I remember, man, one of my aunts got in trouble. And they talked about how he came into the courtroom. Forget the court was in session. He came in the courtroom, walked right up to the judge, said some shit to the judge, grabbed his daughter, walked out. They dismissed her case while the other miscreants got in trouble.
There you
because
go.
He willed that type of power.
Nothing wrong with that either.
That's some powerful, you know.
Yeah. No,
that's
it is.
Power.
Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy because most grandfathers have that. Like, I don't know if the time was just different, because my granddad, like, my dad looks up to my mom's dad. And it's like, he would tell you, like, that's where he learned how to move a lot, because he would watch him.
Yes.
And it's like, it's crazy because I watched my dad, and if he watched him, I was like, I don't know my granddad's grad. I never had a chance to get it. But it's like, he is one of them dudes who every man's man of this family looks at him like you're at the peak. Like,
yeah.
We aspire to be you.
Like, I got a bunch of aunts,
yeah.
Especially on my mother's side. They were all girls. I was the first male child.
Right, right.
So I was like the first male child to my grandfather. So I was like a son.
Right.
You know? And I've seen the image and what he projected. And I've seen my aunts, you know, pick dudes and try to, you know.
Right.
And I've seen a couple of dudes buckle under that pressure of this is what you got to measure yourself up against. And I've seen them fold.
It's hard. It's hard. It's real hard. And that goes back to the fathers and the kids, like, being there. Because if a father figure, and not just fathers, we can get to the mothers too, but as fathers, if you there, you set a standard. If nobody's there to set a standard, they're going to roll with whatever and go to, like, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I don't mean to cut you off. You're right. I'm agreeing with you. We, you know, people, again, this is the lack of that female presence that we have on the show, because we come from a man's point of view with a lot of stuff. Like Lorelai just said, she's a single mom and she'll clean that clock. And she's right.
She will.
You know,
I want to ask, are you the single mom of a boy or a girl? Because it's not saying that you can't clean the clock. It's just at a certain point, his male instincts will kick in if it's a boy. And he's gonna say, I'll respect my mom. But a part of a male is not going to let a woman talk to him a certain way. And that's just, it's, dude, that's so freaking true. I have mad respect for my mom. I respect her. But at the same time, you're not going to talk to me a certain way. It's just,
when you reach that man.
Yeah, when you reach, yeah. It's a certain, that's what I'm saying. It's not like teenage. It's not like, it's a certain point. That not like teenage rebellion, but I know that I'm a man. That point in your life where you know you're not.
And that part of that is that respecting too, because man, I remember one time, man, my parents had a real bad argument, and they was talking this crap about breaking up. They didn't mean it.
Right.
They just talking crap.
But
I remember telling them, and like, nah, y'all not breaking up. You might as well go and stay together. Because I told my dad, like, yo, whoever you get, yo girl, she got nothing coming. I told my mom, and whatever dude you bring up in here, I'm fucking him up. Which was totally out of place. But it's that you do feel you, and you like, hey, I'm not going to have some dude come in taking my dad's spot.
No, it's not happening.
Telling us to clean some, and you better get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it was that, because I would, you're just, my whole life was always seeing them two together. I can't picture them apart.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So,
Aunt Cactus say she's an equal opportunity kid beater.
Don't matter.
But here's a question. Do you feel as though whooping a kid, spanking, whatever, is out of fashion now, or you can't do it because the greater society says you shouldn't? 818-514-1202. You're in the Toys R Us,
mm-hmm.
And your kid just grabbed all of the Captain America toys.
Because he's awesome.
Because he's awesome.
And he wields that shield.
And he's running to you out of control.
Will you check them in that store?
I'm all for, look.
And when I say check them, put it back. But, Mom, put it back.
I'm not.
And he throw them down and throw a fit. Will you check that behind in the store? Or will you look around and see if the white people are looking at you?
Let me learn.
And pick up all of the stuff and put it back yourself.
Let me learn you about my weekend on what happened. I told you I was out with the boys.
I have to say, if he didn't grab the Iron Man stuff, he's out of luck.
There it is. You're not getting it. But no, my weekend, right? I takes my man, my little man. I got my little boys with me. We chilling. You know, that's the time we bond. So my oldest boy, Armani, said, we're out, and he's a true daddy's boy. He is. He, like you saw, he's a true to heart daddy's boy. And I love that. That's one of the things I love, right? But it's to a point where he thinks that he gets everything he wants. And that's not my doing. That's his mom doing. But I can't. That's what she's going to do. Whatever, right? So we're out one place. We're getting groceries or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool, cool, cool. We're getting this or whatever. We're doing our thing. And then he decides, we getting this. Not can I have none of that. We're getting this, and throws it. I'm like, no, you've had enough of these. Put them back, right? No. He decides, I'm going to crack the box open.
There you go.
And I'm going to just take it, right? So I snatches him up by the collar. Don't care. This is what I does. You know that grip when you turn your wrist sideways, then turn it, then bring it in?
Yes, G.I. Joe used to have it. It was called the Kung Fu grip.
That's my life, right? I grabs him by the coat, and I said, you little knucker, I told you you're not getting these. Now here's what's crazy. I bought them, but I threw them away. No, I bought the joints and threw them away because I told you you're not getting them. He decides fall out as soon as we go out the store and he wouldn't get them. I'm falling out. So I proceed to grab them, pick them up, and I'm finna take them to the bathroom, right? This is what we're finna do, right?
Yep.
They're watching me, but I don't care. This is not your son. It's not your business. I'm raising my son, and he's going to listen to what I tell him to do. The fear of God will be in my son, of me. If you don't like it, don't care.
Yep.
It's my world. It's what I was taught to do. I turned out pretty decent. Never been to jail. Don't do drugs. Been to college. Living a good life. I'm good. My son's going to have the same opportunity.
There you go. And Lorelai said that she gives him his man respect, but don't push the envelope.
Absolutely.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get more into it. And I want to hear about some of you guys' stories. And are you afraid to discipline your kids? Or do you feel like you have to discipline them? Right. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Brothers Radio.
Hi, what are you afraid of? Heights? Flying? Polio? Whatever your fear, it's time to face it. Hi, I'm Darius Fontaine, the creator of Inversion Therapy. For years, we've helped patients get past their deepest and darkest fears and get on with their lives. Just listen to this.
I was having really dark thoughts. I wanted to sleep with my mother. Now that I've done it, I don't want to anymore.
Incredible! But, you know, it works. That's inversion therapy. Fear it, face it, do it, conquer it! Got it? Just listen again.
Yeah, okay. I was terrified of my children being harmed, so I stabbed them. Didn't hurt me that much. Yeah, now I'm not afraid of anything.
That's another life saved! Inversion therapy works! I know. When you take your fear head on, then it's time to move on. I'm Darius Fontaine. Call me today. I'll change your life. Promise. Call 1-866-FACE-FEAR.
and I ain't saying the same. You know?
You know, I know Bruce Brothers Radio.
Oh, man, I choose to travel the hard road.
Meticulously package it and ship it to distributors. To major labels, we ain't giving up no signatures. Conscious exhibitors, they hardly won't consider us. Like health in 11-7 Leviticus. I spent G's to press this final up, but obviously it ain't thugged out or white enough. It's tight enough. Only dope vibes I'm rapping on like four-track mine, but this time with natural born. You see your buck? We give you more bang for. You know my C's like Method Man and Gangstar. Garveyite out the trunk making a way without substantial commercial radio play. Self-determination is exactly where my mental is. Plus I'm putting emphasis on respecting my empress. I know that change the only constant in life, but I refuse to do it wrong, so my units move right. Feel me?
True Brothers Radio, we're back.
And we're not talking... throwing that boy.
Here you go.
That song will not be played
no.
unless we're mocking it. I think we should find it just to hear it and let the people
No,
hear
I
it.
Think we can find it and throw it on our Facebook page
you don't
and
just...
mock it there. Throw it in the terrible truth because it's actually terrible.
Yeah, well, why not?
Throw it there. I don't even want anyone to remotely think that.
Just catch a little bit of that. Right. Like, what are the Truth Brothers?
That's what they for? Well, I'm surprised.
And I'll get out of here like I can.
Right.
But anyway.
So, yeah, we're talking about children. We're talking about discipline. And kids running wild. Kids running around with no respect. There's no parental respect. There's no respect for a parent's house or rules. Now, as you become a teenager, you do get more rebellious because you're growing and you're evolving.
Right.
But I knew where the line was.
Exactly. Yes.
And parents, good parents lay that out. My dad told me, hey, you get out there, you think you grown screwing, don't be bringing no babies home.
Right.
But I got the sense that he was more serious about, don't call me from jail. Don't call me talking about you've been arrested.
Yeah.
Don't call me looking for me to bail you out.
Because you'll sit.
Hold him down.
Yeah. I don't, you know.
My dad ran his house. My dad isn't perfect by no means. Nobody. But my dad was a good dude. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, the local disciple neighborhood club decided to have a recruiting drive.
And we want him.
And back then, they had to recruit you because they wasn't selling drugs back then.
Right.
They were just doing crap.
The warlord.
Right. Right. Like JJ.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how they recruited. They didn't have this drug dealing thing. They didn't have this type of major money coming in
right.
from stuff like that, you know? And I just remember, man, I was like, nope, not going to school that week. And I did not go to school that entire week. And when they finally found out through my report card, like, how did you miss all these days? I'm like, I wasn't going. Why? Because I was more scared of dad than I was of them. And there's no way I was coming home with that 6-point star tattoo on my arm.
Right.
Because there was no way I would be able to explain it.
Yeah.
No, I had to make a choice. Like, no, he'll kill me. So, y'all are chasing me. He'll kill me.
Yeah. And I'm cool with that.
I'm right. And that's fine.
So, but, I mean, with that being said, though, man, I want to get right back to the kids out here, man.
Yeah, Lorelai just says most bad behaviors blamed on ADD or ADHD.
That's true, too.
And that's a bunch of garbage.
It is.
And all they're doing is telling you to drug your kids.
You know what's crazy? This is a little off topic. I was watching TV the other day, and they have a pill or something. I forgot the name. First off, it ain't Risperdal because we've cracked on that. That's the funniest drug. When they say, has your boy child grown double D, like female breasts?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the
funniest thing
to me.
Yeah.
Is your son sexy? Like that type of stuff, right?
Does he have boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy, it's a drug out now where they said, do you suffer from uncontrollable laughing or you find things funny that aren't really funny. And I'm watching this like, how do you know what's funny to what person? Like, I'm sitting there like, I laugh at stuff.
That Norman Bates laughter.
There you go. Like
that helter skelter laughter.
That
Charles Manson used to laugh at stuff too. But you knew it wasn't funny.
Right.
Look,
but
nuns' heads in a basket. Oh, that's hilarious.
Dude.
Do you know, just real quick, you know that Charles Manson, one of the most celebrated serial killers in American history, auditioned for the Monkees?
Did not know that.
That fool audition. Could you imagine if he made it?
Hey, I think if he made it, he probably wouldn't have.
Monkees kill the Beatles.
Smash hits. The Monkees.
World Killer Tour.
Yep. with Chainsaw Charlie and the Monkees. Hey, hey, with the Monkees.
We like our to limbs, cut them up in bits.
Our limbs are hanging around. But in all seriousness, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I digress.
The drug was like, how do you determine what's funny and what's not? And I'm sitting here like, we laugh at stuff that, dude, slow bowls, and that's what I call slow homeless people. Slow
boy
bowls.
Pussy.
Yeah.
And there was nothing funny about that one. Yes, we exhaust apologies every week on this show.
Right, and it's like, the week we went in on the, what was that, Enos? We went on Enos
Cosby, yeah.
Caught it from the True Brothers.
He worked the floor door in hell. Bill's dead son worked the floor door in hell, and we found that hilarious. But wasn't on them drugs.
Yeah. What's the
Sloughs?
The Sloughs. Let's get retarded. We got it's just so much stuff that we think is funny. And it's like we got fans who listen to our show and say, yo, that's real messed up, but I laughed. Do they deserve to be on slow patcherol because they
not
find,
fun at all.
Yeah, not fun at all. Like, it's not. But yeah. That was just me talking about the stupid stuff that they're trying to
see,
get
you
kids.
Did that, Lorelai. You did that to us.
Yeah, no, these dumb drugs out here.
But seriously, I mean, do you think it's unfair if I make the statement that some parents might think instead of actually being a parent and disciplining your kids, it's better to just give them a drug, no fun at all, and sit them in the corner?
Nah, because I knew a kid, they would just, hey, eat this Ritalin and just don't move. And they would give him hey, man, that DHD is acting up. Give him that Ritalin.
Yep.
So
well, everybody... Most people know what happened to me and my kids, and that fight started over she wanted to put my son on Ritalin, and I was like, hell no.
Right. It's
I was like, why would I put my son on a drug named after one of the Batman villains? I'm good.
I'm not giving him Riddler.
Why would I give him Riddler? And you know, he's got a question mark shirt on, and
sitting Indian style over your bed while you sleep.
Right.
Riddle me this, Dad. What does a man say who can't wake up but sleeps on the floor? What? Well, get your... Hey, all right.
I actually wanted to hit a punchline.
Boy, get so crazy.
Boy, if you don't get your butt in the bed.
I will get in the bed.
And kids, look, kids are supposed to be rambunctious.
Yes.
They're supposed to be fun.
Yes.
I swear to God, I am not a person who wants to run my house like Stalag 13.
Right, right.
All the prisoners in their cells. That's not what look, my son, when he was four, loved Pokemon.
Right.
Love Pokemon. And Burger King was when they was giving out the Pokemon and the actual Pokeball, and
yeah.
You press the button on the ball and it lift up and it
yeah.
was a Pokemon inside. Oh, he was happy. I brought him that. He turned his hat around like Ash, said Pikachu go and threw the Pokeball dead at my head.
Now take it.
At Dash, he didn't think, oh God, I'm about to be killed.
He's going to kill me because he's not fun.
Right. It's not like that. But at the same time, I could take my children into a china shop or crystal house, and I did not have to worry about them touching or breaking anything.
Mm-hmm. And that was the key. That was the thing that I would say separate some people from them dads that's out there now. I had a good question. You made me forget it. I'm not lying.
Because of the Pokeball. I swear, he threw his hat. It was two things my son loved as a kid, and I hope he's out there listening.
Sure, yeah.
He loved Pokemon, and he loved Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic was his dude, and Pokemon was that was the first thing my kids discovered together that brought to me anything else I had brought to them.
Right,
they
right,
brought
right,
that
right.
to me. So I was a good parent. I learned all the original. What was the original 98 Pokemon? The original.
You got to be good for that.
I learned them all. Once they started powers. Expanding on that, I was done.
Yeah, I got
but the first ones and the song with the learned all of that because they got into it.
And you got to be in
bought
there.
Bought them Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
Where they would go and battle with
the joints, yeah.
Yeah, because that was something they discovered.
Oh.
And I got fully into it with them.
But, and to get to go into something else, right? And we were supposed to bring this up. It was a lady at the grocery store.
Yes.
Got into it. We had this story in Our Terrible Truth. Anybody who's listening or whatever, if you want to read this story.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. There was on Facebook. Type in The Terrible Truth, TRUF, for your search engine. The group will be there.
The show was Fashion Trap.
Yeah. All right, well, I was going to say The Terrible Truth so they can see the story.
Well, they can find the story on the episode
Fashion Trap during the Terrible Truth Hour, or you can go into Our Terrible Truth Facebook page, and bam, it'll be right there. Anyway, long story short, ladies in a grocery store, she's disciplining her kid, and bam, she gets hit by some people who say, I guess you took it a little overboard in their opinion, and called the police on her, and she got arrested.
Right.
My thing, just me. I don't know what happened. I was not there.
Exactly.
I don't know. I haven't seen video. I don't have any knowledge of what actually went down. But what I do know is how I've seen all of us have been in grocery stores where we've seen that kid just go a little bit too far. Not like he deserves to get pushed, knocked through the glass in the frozen foods. Not like you need to body slam him on a barrel of oranges. He's just like, look, calm down. And he's not listening.
The proverbial kick in the throat.
There you go, right?
Proverbial kick in the throat, not a literal kick in the throat.
And I don't know if that kid crossed that line.
Right.
I don't know if before they left the house, that she was like, I should be kicking you for what you did today,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not. We're going to do this. And then I got away with one and then decided to push the button a little bit too far. So a lot of variables go into this with me. So that being the case, a lot of people judge this woman prematurely to me. I don't, because now.
You think.
I think, because like I said, everything I'm going off is what we read, and I don't know, none of us was there, but to hear some of the comments that were made during that was like, yo, she went too far, and look at her. She looks like the type that would go crazy on a kid for no reason. What's the type that looks like that though?
Right.
Does Casey Anthony's mom look like? Right. And that's true. Well, yeah, of course you.
But people tell it.
Yeah,
I am Ike Turner and James Brown wrapped up into one.
That's your life. The thing is, with this lady, Casey's Anthony. Casey Anthony's mom. Does she look like the type?
Right.
And his was crazy. She kills her kid.
You're right.
And got off.
Right.
Black lady disciplines her kid, gets time. We don't know what happened. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that. My only issue is, the more I read into it, the more it's just, if whatever she did disturbed like
12
people enough to follow her outside and get a license plate, that I don't know to motivate 12 people, that's a crowd, to follow you and get your license plate. Right. That's kind of, I don't know. I think she's got the right to discipline her kid. But again, it's a fine line with that, I guess, because you don't have the right to go too far.
True.
Whatever too far is, in this case, we don't know.
Right.
I would, if I'm going to give the crowd my like-minded opinion, she would have to do something really extreme to push me to want to follow her out the store and get a license plate.
Right.
Hell,
right.
Whenever I see a parent discipline their kid,
you're rude.
So I'd be like, go for it. That's right. Do that.
Right. But see, your level of discipline, like my level, would be different from certain people's
certain
level.
Exactly.
You got certain people who don't think you should spank your kid at all.
At all.
You got some people who believe like, hey,
don't hit that kid.
Or put your palm to their butt. You got some people that put belts to butt. You got people who take a full picture frame and crack it over their skulls.
And then we get to tables, ladders, and chairs.
There you go. You got your TLC matches. I'm for one that honestly, my dad punched me. Like, and it's like at the time you're like, ooh, you know, like you lock up, like, you know what?
Yeah.
Because you get to, I was the tallest in the house. So that in a door.
And that, you think you.
Oh, dude, I was, I'm bigger than y'all. I see the top of y'all heads in here.
Yeah.
Grow up.
You had to stop that.
Exactly.
Like,
so you're feeling
your
basketball.
Look here, Loki.
Yeah.
I know you think you're a frost giant, but I cut you down.
And it happened. Yeah, it happened.
I had a buddy I grew up with. His dad put him through a wall. Put him through a wall. But they were both big dudes. And I know he was a bully. He was my friend, but I know he was a bully. And if he took that crap home, Pops checked him.
Yeah.
Put him through a wall.
It happens. It's nothing. Look, when you're disciplining your kid, like I said in this lady's case, when you're disciplining your, like, by me snatching my kid, my boy up by the collar, somebody could have said, whoa, they'll look at me.
Right.
They would see the dreads. They would see that and be like, whoa, I knew he shouldn't have kids. And the child's in danger. I have it right now where I could give my son a look, or I could just, with my voice.
And that's what, because my dad would, oh my God, my dad could give us a look like,
I'm finna, do it again.
Whoa. Father's getting upset.
Yeah.
What shall you have us do, father?
Iron my bacon.
Yes, sir.
Iron it. So it's easy now, but I know that's going to pass. He's going to get to a point where that look ain't going to work on. Like, I got it now where I can fake get out a chair and he'll, okay, mm-hmm. and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's going to pass. So I would have to bump it up a notch. Now, to bump my it up the notch to some might be over the top.
Whatever. Me, myself. I believed it. I had the wheel of punishment.
There it is.
You're right. We're going to spin that wheel. Now, there was people, there was literally no literal wheel. But
right.
The wheel of punishment represented, you don't know what you're going to get out of me. You could get a whooping. You could get a timeout.
Yeah.
You could get sent to your room.
Or you can get.
You can hit the trifecta and get it all.
It's how you want
but
to
it
win.
Depends, right, it depends on what you do and how you react to what you did.
That's fine. If you, hey. So
I had no problems with push-ups, squats.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll burn them. I'll burn them bones. And burning them bones, okay, yep, squat.
And
squat.
Hold it.
Now, let's look at the air.
Did you do
I finish watching the news. as they got bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, hold these dictionaries. Oh, you don't like that. Well, then I think you should think about what you're doing.
Or you can, yeah, you give
leg lifts. Oh, my God. Leg lifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Motivate you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I used to, hey, hold it.
But it ain't always, oh, I'm going to slap them and kick them in the throat.
Exactly.
It's not so always, I'm going to take a belt and beat you. I rarely had to take a belt off. Rarely.
I'm one, like, Carl, one of our dudes, you know, great guy, man. He's a big dude. He's a big dude.
His nickname is The Wall.
Yeah, he's not fat big. He's that, it's A. I'll
look
kill
like
you.
The Hulk.
He looks like he'll kill you. Really, but he's the coolest, calmest dude you'll ever meet, right? But he would tell you, like, when he had to do his kid, no dad really wants to go ham on their kid. Dad
it's
wants
the worst
to.
Worst feeling ever.
It is. And
then add on, well, we won't go there. Go ahead.
No dad wants to go ham on his kid. No dad does because you're like, but it's a point where you have to draw a line and you have to stake a claim like, dude, you cannot do this. And you can only tell them you can't do this. You can't do this.
I'm going there.
Here we go.
No. All your ladies, Lorelai, Aunt Cactus, everybody out there, 818-514-1202. We're talking about disciplining your kids and having to be a parent and a disciplinarian. Everybody knows the time where they had to go ham on their kids. Now I want you to take a second, close your eyes and think about what if that time you had to go nuclear on your kid, you left smoke in the room. What if that was the last time you ever saw your kid? How would that make you feel? You may continue.
I knew you was going to do that. Yeah, I was trying to go elsewhere, whatever. But you didn't let me smooth it over. Kids running wild, right? But no, man, honestly, the thing, like, I totally understand. Because, like I said, the bond I got with my little dude is something that's like, it's, I don't know. It's, I want to say it's kind of new to me, but it's really not. It is, but it isn't.
Right.
But it's like, I feel your joint because if it happened here, I'd ape shit. My bad. You know what I mean? Yeah, so
you ain't got a cover. I mean, we said boy pussy. That show is shot.
Yeah, okay.
Census a shot on that one.
But I go literal ape shit because that's like my little, that's my running buddy. That's my right hand. That's
right. But at the same time, my job is to make him into a man. It's to grow him up and make him a responsible, functioning member of society.
Yes. I don't want to turn on the news.
If I'm lucky, I'll make him a leader.
If
I'm lucky. If I'm not, I'll make him a responsible taxpayer. If I'm lucky.
Hey, if not, hey, make him a guy. That's what you want to make.
Yeah, if I'm right. If I do my job correctly, I'm going to create a guy. And that's what I said. I'm going to create a guy. If I'm halfway decent at it, hopefully he'll be a leader and a functioning member of society.
There you go.
But you're right. My job is to build, is to make a guy.
Yes. They won't get that. I digress. Or we digress at the same time.
Dark world.
Deal with it. But, no, and I mean, it's something that I think we need to reevaluate what's actually discipline now. I don't believe it's a point where parents should go to jail for straightening out the mistakes that's in their house with the dad and the girl in the shower. I don't think, not the dad and the girl, the dad who caught the boy
right
in the shower with his stepdaughter. I don't think it's right that a woman should do time and have her child taken from her based on discipline. I don't know what happened, but I'm sure if the kid didn't have bruises, blood was gushing out his eyes, all of them things, maybe she did lay on the hook a little too tight.
Maybe. Maybe part of the problem around here is there's too many young people making babies, and there's too many children having children, and there's too many young grandparents who don't know how to be parents to begin with.
That too.
I know that might cut a little close to the bone, but I'm just being real.
It's not cutting close to the bone. It's real talk. And if we're going to do this, we got to have real talk. We are having these kids young. These kids are not able to have the mentality or the patience that it takes to raise a child. That's why the ignorant dude bit off his baby's nose because the baby was hollering.
And he didn't know how to stop. What is colic? I thought that's what goes on your collar.
Or I thought that's where you go when you graduate high school.
Nice.
Stupid. Colic. I got a stupid ass friend who, stupid friend who shook his baby. Man, I'm going to go there because that pissed me off. He shook his baby, slammed his baby because he didn't know how to handle his kid crying because he wasn't mature enough in the head to know, yo, they're going to do this because they can't tell you what's going wrong with them. So
look,
you got to have
We know
patience.
Kids are going to have sex. We know what's going out there, and I can't front because I know what I was doing out there.
Exactly.
But if you're not mature, if it's not saying if you're not mature enough to put a condom on and be responsible with that, then you're not responsible enough to be having sex, period. Period. It's we're making too many children, period. We're making children and don't know. We got children raising children, and it's got to one of the you got kids running around talking about their rights. They have no clue what that means.
Yeah.
No, I mean, all the way from, hey, we looking the other way when kids have sex, or we giving the kids the brand new Acura.
That too.
When they just got their life, here's the Acura, go grab your friends and have fun.
Look, another thing is you taking kids from, you're not giving them the progression of baby, toddler, kid, teenager, older teen, adult. You're sending them from baby to toddler to kid to adult.
Yep.
You're not giving them.
Yep.
There's a growing time between preteen and older teen.
Yep.
And late teen.
If you're letting your kid watch Bad Grandpa at 7 unattended, I got to disagree with that.
Yeah.
You can, if they're watching it with you and you're commenting on it or guiding them, that's your right as a parent. But if they can watch Project X,
exactly,
unwatched at 7, something's wrong.
And the thing about that is kids will see that. Like, I ain't going to lie. I saw Project X and I was like, man, I wish I was at that party. But a kid will see that. Like, I can't, like we said earlier, I can't wait till I get older so I can go to that party. Man, that kid who held the nunchucks looked to be my age. I'm going to that party.
Or you're letting them on YouTube and they watching Lil Wayne videos unwatched. You just if
There's
you let
no
your
filter.
Kid just listen to GCI and Power 92 unwatched, I think that's a problem now.
Yeah. I'm
just not responsible in the slightest.
That bothers
anymore.
Me. They don't have no. Hey man, the kids are listening to this.
Yeah,
that
don't bother them.
The kids are listening to this.
I know. That's why I'm playing Ignition.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm playing Ignition.
I'm playing.
If you making an argument that it was okay to let R. Kelly piss on a 13-year-old child in front of your kids, there's something wrong.
I'm not going
to
get into
that. That girl asked for it.
I'm not going to get into that, boy. I swear to God.
She saw P. She could have moved.
It's the girl's fault. No, it's not. She saw
a star,
celebrity, somebody who her friends look up to,
yep.
And she wants to say, hey.
Let's not front like we didn't see the video. The first three girls in the video were all adults, and he peed on them, too. And those adults didn't stay. Oh, yeah. So why would the girls say, oh, no, not me?
Good.
This is what adults do.
You want to be an
it's
adult?
It's golden and soapy.
And it's Kelly's. I want to piss on you.
Yeah. All right.
We had a ball today, people.
There you go. We've learned something new.
Yes, we did.
When we go ahead and go into mysteries and religion, please join us next week.
Oh, man.
It's
going
to be a fun one. We're going to do it for Noah.
Do it for the Noah. I ain't going to make it rain.
There you go. So join us next week. This has been a G Network presentation. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the truth, brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Don't technique.